This is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and I am live in Calabasas, as a matter of fact. Skype is down, so I'm traveling in my car using my cell phone to connect, so hopefully nothing crazy will go on during the show. But I probably spoke too soon because Bob Dean is my my guest, my illustrious guest, and he is so amazing. A one-man disclosure project, that's basically what he is. And for those of you who don't know Bob Dean or Command Sergeant Robert O. Dean, as his official name was way back when, is one of the original disclosure witnesses in terms of the UFO phenomena. And he actually went against his security oath after, I don't know, something huge like being in the service for most of his life, really. And he was had access to what was called, let me see, I forget what it was called, but he a document that was huge at the SHAPE headquarters in Europe, was serving for the Allied Command over there. And his superior in the military handed it to him one night when he was very bored. And he sat down to read it, and it absolutely changed his life. And he will be talking about that, I am sure. So that'll be very exciting. And for those of you who don't know, and even for those of you that do know and have seen his, our many interviews with him, I think this should be a treat because we don't often get him on the radio. And he's always got more to add to his story. And what my challenge is to get him to talk about those things that he hasn't yet touched on. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see how well that goes. I do want to say that our disclosure conference that we had with David Wilcock and Richard Hoagland and Bill Ryan and myself on the 19th of December went very well, and we are now selling it after the fact, the live, you know, the stream from the conference, which has been edited of some of the kind of tedious sound issues we had. Unfortunately, the video did not work, so the people getting the live, you know, the stream from the conference won't be able to actually see the video. The video was problematic because the video and audio two things were slightly difficult to deal with simultaneously. And actually, I was the one at the controls, have to say. So, but at any rate, we'll do something like this again very soon. It was very, very good, and the information is absolutely stellar. So I do encourage those listening to buy a stream if you haven't already. And I believe most of the people that registered and were able to listen, or even if they registered and they couldn't make it, got access to the stream by now. But I don't think we have the password-protected edited stream up yet, but maybe we do. I'm trying to get a hold of my webmaster. Skype has been down worldwide, which is which is actually big news because I don't know this has ever happened, and it's pretty dire straits for people like me because I don't actually have a landline. And so having Skype is really, really crazy. So we're going to commercial, and we'll be right back with Bob Dean.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you own a jet ski and are tired of paying $40 to $50 for a gallon for two-cycle injector oil, it's time to switch to AMSOIL Interceptor. AMSOIL's Interceptor injector oil not only will save you money, the engine will run cleaner and cooler. The OEM oils lack in quality. Choose AMSOIL for all your applications, and you will feel the difference. Here's how to save money on your power sports products. Go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. Once you're at the site, choose the preferred customer option and see the direct wholesaler price. AMSOIL will send American Freedom Radio a commission based on your order, and you beat the OEM's price. You deserve to have some fun this summer. Choose AMSOIL for all your equipment and enjoy more trouble-free service. AMSOIL is the leader in synthetic oil and filtration. Tell your friends about AMSOIL and AmericanFreedomRadio.com today.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Okay. No doubt about it. There's too much confusion. Anyway, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we should be on the air with Bob Dean. Bob, are you there?
I'm here, sweetheart.
Lovely to hear your voice.
It's nice to hear your voice. I was kind of worried about you.
When were you worried about me? Recently?
Well, I've been watching the TV, and I was worried about you being washed away out there in California.
Oh, exactly, yeah. Well, finally, it's cleared up just tonight and this afternoon. It was beautiful blue sky over the ocean, and I'm ecstatic because we were drowning in water.
Well, I'm sitting here on my patio listening to a drizzling rain.
You're kidding. You have rain.
Oh, no. It's kind of pouring here now.
Okay. So you guys were having nothing when we were being in a delusion. Now it may be made. It's headed over your way.
You blew it our way, honey, I think.
I guess so. Well, we need clear weather over here in Los Angeles. Otherwise, we're going to lose our reputation.
Well, every bit of rain we can get here, I can appreciate.
Yeah, Arizona, that's for sure.
Well, how have you been? I'm worried about you. You all right?
I've been very well, absolutely fine, and we're having a lot of fun. I guess are you paying some attention to the WikiLeaks situation?
Oh, yeah, I try to follow it, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been following that with great interest, and other than that, I'm very happy that we have nothing dire to report at this moment.
Carrie, listen to me. Some of the biggest secrets we have in this country are so locked up, so battened down, so covered up, that I don't think WikiLeaks can do anything at all to help.
Really? Yeah, I have to agree with you there in terms of they can't get to the real secrets.
No, the big stuff, the heavy stuff, is so locked down, honey, and it's been locked down for so many years that I don't think Assange and his group can have anything to do with it. It's just it's not going to be coming out until the so-called powers that be decide that it can come out. And that's not going to be anytime soon.
Yeah, well, you're the one to know, actually. So you don't think that there's any kind of disclosure coming up anytime soon?
Well, Carrie, listen, I don't know whether you saw or heard about my presentation in Laughlin 2 years ago. But I made it clear that a form of disclosure is already underway. Now, I keep teasing my good friends Stephen Bastet and Stephen Greer, who keep feeling that the president's going to hold a press conference and he's going to tell the nation that, hey, we got a big story for you, and we've covered it up for so long and we've kept it from you, but it was for your own good. But now we're going to tell you all about it. Well, that's not going to happen. The president is a very smart young man. He's not about to do anything as stupid as that. He's already got too much on his plate. But a form of disclosure, Carrie, has been underway now for some years.
Well, that part of disclosure, you know, Project Camelot has been a big part of. I mean, we're actively disclosing as much as we can possibly find, and I call you a one-man disclosure project, and the powers that be are allowing us to be out there doing what we're doing because of that.
Well, Carrie, I mentioned to you before, I think, that one of the reasons I've been allowed to get away with what I've been getting away with is that there are people back there, wherever the hell back there is, who want me to do exactly what I'm doing. That they could have shut me down at any time, Carrie. They can shut anybody down if they want to, but they not only have encouraged me, but they have provided information to me from a variety of what I consider to be very reliable sources. And they've been wanting me to speak out openly and publicly now for some time, and I'm getting away with it. And I've been feeling that, yeah, you're probably right, and in a sense, I'm part of the disclosure. But the major part of it, Carrie, is what I call subliminal education. What happens when people go to the movies, they watch a television show, they'll read a book or an article, and they're getting educated subliminally, subtly, gently. And that's been going on now for, I think, well, at least 15 years.
Yes. Absolutely. It's escalating, though, wouldn't you say it's escalating?
Well, it is, in a sense, yes. I think our good friends from up there, have been playing a major role because they've been showing themselves quietly, gently, non-threateningly. You know, they hovered over an airport in China here about this last year for an hour and a half, and they shut down the operations of the entire airport. And then they hovered over O'Hare in Chicago, and they've been showing themselves here and there and everywhere else.
Yeah.
So they're a part of the disclosure, but they're playing it cool. They're playing it very gently. Because, Carrie, they know us better than we know ourselves.
Well, I hear you on that. Look, I want to know if you've heard about the idea that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks are going to be leaking some UFO cables that contain information about a supposed war with craft coming out of Antarctica. Have you heard of that?
Well, I heard rumors about it, but I haven't seen anything about it.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet, and I'm just curious whether or not you think that there is an actual operational base down there, and whether that, that it is realistic that there might be some ETs down there that we might be at war with.
Well, listen, Gary, we do not have the technology to go to war with them. It's as simple as that. But we're dealing with extraterrestrial intelligence, Gary, that is 100,000 years, if not more, ahead of us. And not only psychically, psychologically, but technologically. So we're not about to go to war with them. Now, I understand that we are working with one group that is not getting along too well with one of the other groups. It appears to be, Gary, a part of what we used to call a family feud. You know, I used to joke about it. I deeply miss Zechariah Sitchin. The old man was right on with most of his work. I've known him for years, and I've supported him for years. And he talked about a feud, a dysfunctional family feud between two different groups of one extraterrestrial family. Now, that family feud, apparently, is still going on. And it's a clan feud, apparently. And we may be supporting one part of the clan while, you know, the other part of the clan is not too happy about it. But we're not at war with them because we're not capable of going to war with them. It's as simple as that.
Well, I'm actually not so sure about that, I have to say. It's possible that back when you were at SHAPE headquarters that we weren't able to hold our own. But we've come a long way since then in Black Projects.
Well, we've come a long way. There's no question about it, Gary. But a lot of the reasons we've come a long way is we've been getting some firsthand help from one of the groups out there. And
no,
that group is... has got power you wouldn't believe. And we've been working with one group now for 40 years. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm actually at a parking lot with my car because Skype is down. I normally use Skype. So my dog is in the car and barking at another dog, which is very, very convenient. Live radio here.
I'll quit.
So, Bob, I still have to say that I think that Black Projects have come so far. I mean, you and I have talked about, just recently we came and visited you and we got some testimony from you about a base on Mars.
Yeah, there is a base on Mars. As a matter of fact, we've got a team up there now, but that's not going to come out officially for a long, long time. Gary, we have a small complement on the moon right now, thanks to the courtesy of this one group that we've been working closely with. That's why NASA is not planning to go back to the moon, because we've already got a contingent on the moon. And we also have a small contingent on Mars. But that is a result of a close relationship we have with one of the extraterrestrial groups. And boy, that's dynamite, you know. People wonder why NASA is saying, oh, we're not going back to the moon, we can't afford it, all this yakety-yak. Good God, honey, the days of rockets are over. We've reached a point technologically that the idea of blowing up and blasting a rocket off of Canaveral to the moon just doesn't make sense. It goes back 50 years, for God's sake. We've given up on rocket technology other than just, you know, to keep the public calm down. We keep sending up satellites and all sorts of things, but the technology, Gary, is so far beyond rocket science that it isn't even funny. And that's one of the things that really ticks me off, is that I've been talking to people and I've had information from people that I trust, is that the true technology that we have our hands on is well over 100 years beyond what they're still teaching in American universities. And that really frustrates me, Terry, that there's such a gap between what the public knows and what some of the corporate commitments and some of the corporate operations are involved. Most of our technology today is in the hands of the corporation.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and it is a tragedy. It is a tragedy that astronauts die going up tin cans.
Well, that's listen, honey, there is a new book out which I strongly recommend you read. Rick Dolan has put a new book out called AD.
Yes.
And I know Rick. I've known him for some years now, and he's a tremendous scholar. He's a young man I deeply respect and admire. And he's laid out some pretty blunt things in his book, AD. And I strongly recommend any of your listeners to read AD. Rick Dolan is a bit of a genius in my book.
Yeah, Rich is a fabulous guy. And actually, he was on my show just last week, and he's a good friend. He has been a good friend to Camelot over the years. In fact, he's been one of our consultants, if you will, from time to time on various cases. Mm-hmm. And I'm aware of his new book, and I do highly recommend it. I haven't read it myself yet, but I do hope to, yes.
Well, I've known Rick for some time, and his first two volumes of UFOs in the national security state are dynamite. They're outstanding themselves, and I'm waiting for the third volume of that to come out. But Rick's AD, the recent book, is dynamite. He lays out a lot of very factual information, and he's had some sources that I know and trust that have been giving him some deep inside information. Carrie, you're familiar with what some of our retired and some of our deceased great scientists have said before they died. Gary, we've had a relationship with extraterrestrial intelligence now for 60 years. Werner von Braun said that at a news conference one time in the 60s. So, and it was in the newspapers, for God's sake.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's always the people that quote the Skunk Works individual.
Oh, Ben Rich.
Ben Rich, yeah. Which he seemed like, you know, he was totally clued in as to what was going on.
Well, Ben, before he died, gave a little comment or two at a retirement dinner that they were throwing for him. And that's where he said bluntly and publicly, he said, we have a science that's well over 100 years beyond what mainstream establishment science would understand. He says not only that, but he says we can take E.T. home. And he said it jokingly. I think that was about the same time the movie E.T. was playing all over the country. And Ben Rich says, you know, we can take E.T. home. And then David Froning told me right to my face at a conference. David was a retired aerospace engineer who spent at least 30 years working for several of the big aerospace companies. And he said that we have had anti-gravity and zero-point energy for 40 years. And David Froning said that, for God's sake, 15 years ago. So that gives you some idea of the gap between what we know of as modern science and what is actually going on.
Well, absolutely. What I want to know, Bob, is your son, is he still involved in with a nuclear submarine?
My son retired last year, Carrie. He spent 30 years in the Navy. He spent 12 years on aircraft carriers, on the nuclear-powered aircraft carriers, the Nimitz-class carriers. He also spent 12 years in the Pentagon. And while my son was on active duty, I had an opportunity to meet, through him, a number of top-ranking naval admirals and people who filled me in on some information, off the record, of course. Vice Admiral Wilson, told me one time, he says, you know, Bob, we've created a nightmare of security agencies within our country. And this is a three-star admiral, Kerry, who told me flat to my face. He said, we've got a problem. He says, the problem we've got is we don't know what we know. And he says, the worst part of it is, in terms of national security, we don't know what we don't know. Well, that makes a lot of sense, and he was telling us about why 9/11 happened. We could have stopped that. We had the information to stop 9/11. But our intelligence agencies could not get together and share information because everything was so damn compartmentalized that one hand didn't know what the other hand was doing. And I'm hoping that it's improved a little bit, but I still worry about it.
Well,
no, I don't. My son retired, honey, so I've lost a little of the contact that I had through him. I used to visit him at the Pentagon when he was assigned there. And I got to know a few people, and because I always managed to protect people's identity.
Bob? Okay, we're going to commercial. We're going to be right back. This is Project Camelot with the Blower Radio.
If you want the best in engine protection and need to go the extra miles between oil changes or worry about your car in the heat, you need AMSOIL, the original synthetic motor oil guaranteed for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. If you're looking for a twice-a-year oil change, try our lower-cost XL Series 7,500-mile oil. See the whole line of automotive products and support American Freedom Radio at the same time. Just go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. You'll be directed to the store. So for the best in fuel additives, gear oils, innovative greases, just about everything for the fleet, use only AMSOIL. And get there by visiting AmericanFreedomRadio.com and clicking on the link. It's made in America on the shores of Lake Superior in Superior, Wisconsin. Preserve your cars, save fuel, and help American Freedom Radio grow. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Bob Dean. And Bob, are you still there?
I'm here, sweetheart.
Wonderful. So just before the commercial, we were talking about your son and your access to the Pentagon brass and what was going on with you in terms of your access at this time. What I'm curious about is I know that in our interviews, and we've done several interviews, actually three major interviews with you at this time, they're hugely popular, but I know that you must have more information than what you've already released.
Gary, I'll be honest with you. I could probably talk to you for 5 hours about what I've learned, but the opportunity just has never come up. Anytime you show up, and anytime you want to sit down and talk, honey, I'll talk to you on camera. I'll talk to you on radio. And I'll tell you what I've seen and what I've learned, and I'll be as honest and as straightforward as I can be. But last February in Laughlin, I confided in you something that I have never confided publicly before. And that was that I have had a personal relationship with non-human intelligence since I was 2 years old. And I kept my mouth shut about that for so long because in the military and even the 14 years I spent working with FEMA, you don't talk about things like that. You don't share information like that. Because in those days, they would either lock you up or put you in an asylum or something. But I came out honestly last February in Laughlin and shared that with you because a good friend of mine, Neil Freer, over in Santa Fe, published a white paper here over a year ago about a personal relationship that he had had with non-human intelligence since he was 7 years old. And I figured that, if Neil had the courage to do it, I figured, damn it, I'm going to come out of the closet and share what I've experienced and what I've seen and what I've learned. And indeed, I have had a personal relationship with at least one group of non-human intelligence since I was two and a half years old. And that still is going on, Carrie.
Yes, I believe it. Do you want to talk about, because we do have some listeners here that might not know your background. You want to give kind of a summation of your abs, how you got into shape, headquarters, and so on and so forth?
Well, I'll be brief, honey. I don't want to go into the whole story.
Sure.
I'll be frank with you. My history is boring to me now. I spent 27 years on active duty in the United States Army. And during most of those years, Carrie, I had a top-secret clearance. I went to SHAPE headquarters in 1963, and my top-secret clearance was upgraded to cosmic top-secret. And I spent 4.5 years at SHAPE headquarters in Paris. And that's when I was exposed to that classified document called an assessment. And, Carrie, that was the beginning of my eyes being open. And I haven't been able to walk away from the reality of that ever since. I've been on a journey for over 46 years now that I've never been able to walk away from or turn my back on. And that is the reality of the extraterrestrial presence on planet Earth. And since 1991, Carrie, when I came out of the closet, as it were, so to speak, I spoke at a conference in Tucson, Arizona, sponsored by Wendell Stevens, a good friend of mine who passed away here just this last year. And in 91, I came out in a big way and started speaking publicly about the reality. And as a result, I was denied a promotion. by the county sheriff, who I happened to have been working through and for at that time. And I had to sue the SOB, and it took me 2 years of litigation and lawsuit. It cost me $20,000 of money I didn't have. And after 2 years of litigation, I won the lawsuit. I walked away, I retired, I got my pension, I got my back pay, and I've been talking about the reality of the extraterrestrial presence ever since. But I've only spoken to people who invited me to speak, and I've only spoken to people who were open-minded and fair enough to listen to what I had to say. And essentially, that's the story of my life. I'm going to be 82 here in this coming March. And, Carrie, I'm at a point in my life where I don't give a damn anymore what people think about me, whether they call me a liar or a storyteller or whatever. It doesn't matter anymore. I talk to you because you're one of the few people that I really do trust, and you've become kind of family to me, Carrie, so I'll be candid and honest with you whenever I get the chance. But we're dealing with the greatest story in human history, Carrie. Not only is the story in human history, but is the story of human history. And my belief is that it's got to be told. This information has got to come out eventually. That people, I think, once the truth is out, that it will bring about an expansion of consciousness in people. And, Carrie, that's crucial to our survival as a species. It's crucial to our survival as a race. We've got to expand our awareness and our consciousness to realize that we're not alone, we have never been alone, and that we have had and still have an intimate interrelationship with advanced extraterrestrial intelligence from the very beginnings of our history. And that's a dynamite story. And that's so big, Gary, that's why old Barack Obama is not about to have a news conference anytime soon about that. But
right.
It will come out. It will come out in time, and there is a form of disclosure underway, but it's a subliminal educational approach.
No doubt about it. You know, Bob, I'd like to ask you if you could relate to the listeners what I read recently about you, which I think you had described to us, but I actually read a description of an event that happened in your life, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, in which you were in war, and you were sitting, I believe you were sitting around a fire or something like that with several military officers and other men, and you stepped away for a minute, and they all were killed, and you were the only one that survived. Is that? Can you tell that story?
Well, Terry, I spent 6 years on active duty as a commissioned officer. I led combat troops in Korea in 1951. I led combat reconnaissance organization in Southeast Asia in 1970. And my life has been saved at least a half a dozen times where I should have died and I didn't. And after a time, it began to dawn on me that, you know, I didn't want to say that I've had a charmed life, Gary, but I've been looked after, I've been protected. And the incident you refer to happened in Korea in 1951. I was an infantry first lieutenant, and we were on the lines at the time. And we thought we were behind the main line enough that we were safe to have a fire. And about six or maybe seven of us all together were sitting around a fire, you know, smoking and talking and having a beer. And I had to get up and take a leak. I had to go off into the woods or into the bush to take a pee. And I stepped away from the group. And while I was over in the bushes relieving myself, an enemy mortar round came in and landed right on top of the damn fire. And it killed all the guys sitting around it. I mean, I lost six good friends. They all died. And here I am, off in the bushes, relieving myself, and I wasn't even touched. And that really did happen, and I, you know, it happened again a couple of times in Vietnam. So I I've been kind of looked after, I think. And as I jokingly used to say, I have good friends in high places.
That's right, absolutely. Well, I know, and it's really stunning what happened to you those times in which you were saved, if you will, to stay on planet Earth and to reach this, the sort of, well, in human terms, it's old, but I have to say that in E.T. terms, you're a young man.
What was that again?
In E.T. terms, in terms of the E.T.s, you're actually a young man still.
Oh, I'm only 82. Yeah, I'm still a young man, yeah.
Yeah.
Gary, I shared this with you before. Some years ago, I had a series of hypnotic post-life regressions. And I've never quite been the same since. And what I jokingly refer to is the hypnotist lifted the little lid on my little teapot of subliminal, subconscious, unconscious memory. And after the sessions were over, I had about four sessions, I think. We never got the little lid back on my little teapot. And I refer to it in a humorous way, but what it has caused in my life, it has caused spontaneous recollections of past memories. And that is quite a disturbing experience, Gary. For anybody who's listening who may have experienced that, they will know exactly what I'm talking about. When you've had that happen, you find yourself having spontaneous recollections of past memories from past lives. And that can be a sobering experience. And so, yeah, this time I've only been on the planet 82 years. But I've been coming and going on you for a long, long time. I've been coming and going on planet Earth for several thousand years. And I'll be honest with you, I don't want to come back anytime soon.
I jokingly say
to people, I says, you know, I have my ticket out, but I haven't had it punched yet. But I'm not afraid of dying. Sadly enough, at my point in life, my joints, my knees, my shoulders, my hip sockets and all that, they're telling me, you know, it's time to go. And I'm kind of looking forward to this departure, Carrie. I really am. I'm not afraid of death because there is no such thing.
That's right. Absolutely.
You don't die. What you do, you transform out of this physical form into your eternal, immortal self, and that soul, that spirit, Gary, is immortal, literally. And I'm looking forward to going home again and seeing some of my old friends.
I understand. Okay. Well, you know, Bob, I wanted to know if in your view, back in the military days, you think you were ever messed with mind control and or implants in terms of the military, like a MyLab situation?
Gary, when I retired from the Army in 76, I received a couple of invitations, as it were. I received a couple of opportunities to retire from the Army and apply for a job within the Defense Intelligence Agency, because I had worked with them in Southeast Asia for about a year and a half. And I purposely avoided taking a job with DEA, DIA. And some of my old cronies, some of my old friends accepted the offer. You know, we'd worked with them in Southeast Asia. And I'd worked with the CIA for a time while I was in Saigon. But I turned down the offer to apply for a job, and I'm glad I did. I took a job with FEMA instead of DIA, and I'm glad that I did that. But some of my old friends worked with DIA, and a couple of them, as of last February, were still with DIA. There was one sitting in the audience up there in Laughlin.
I believe it. But that doesn't quite answer my question. Okay, we're going to go to break here. Sorry. This is Terry Cassidy. Project Camelot Whistleblower.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files,
Freedom Files.
Weekdays,
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central
on American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
You raise up your head, and you ask, is this where it is?
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We're on the air with Bob Dean, and I want to announce that we can take questions if you want to email me at carrie@projectcamelot.org. That's Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y, at projectcamelot.org. And send your questions to me via email. And I'd also like to open up the board on the second hour. I do have access to the internet, although my connection is sporadic. So I believe that we can open up the live conference manager here and try to take some calls during the second hour here of the show, because I know that a lot of people would like to ask Bob questions. Alternatively, you can email me. Bob, we were sort of interrupted there, and we're going to be interrupted again, unfortunately, by a commercial, I believe, pretty shortly here. But I did want to get some clarity because I didn't hear you answer my question.
What was the question, Freedom?
Okay, the question was whether you think, when I asked you whether you thought you had implants or you'd been messed with by the military in a MyLab kind of situation, you told me you never took a job with the DIA, and I can understand how that illusion would relate to my question, but that's kind of an elusive answer.
Well, Terry, I'll be frank with you. I don't believe I have been implanted by intelligence department operatives. I do not have an implant to my knowledge. Now, let me tell you something I've learned over the years. Every human being on this planet is unique. I mean, it's just like the fingerprint. Every human being on this planet has a unique aura, and that aura is a representation of the energy in their soul. And each human being on this planet, all 6 billion of us, are totally, individually unique. And our friends from out there, the ones that I've encountered, the ones that I've gotten to know, do not need implants to deal with us. They do not need implants to find us. They can find us in a split second by the unique pattern of our aura. And they're so advanced, Carrie. My God, we're dealing with intelligences that are, some of them are a million years ahead of us. They have psychically and psychologically and technologically the ability to find us, each individual on this planet, anytime they want. And they can spot us, they can drop into our lives, they can extract us off the planet. And it's happened to me a dozen times. So they don't need an implant to do that. Now, to my knowledge, Carrie, I have avoided being implanted by the intelligence operative. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think they've ever had an opportunity to implant me, because I don't think that they've been allowed to do it. I'll be honest with you, Carrie. I think that I've had this relationship with non-human intelligence, and I think that's not only the reason I've survived 3 wars, but I think, as I jokingly say, and I say this seriously, I do indeed have friends in high places. So I don't believe I have any implants, but I don't believe my friends out there need them. They can spot me any damn time they want. They can talk to me any time they want. They can insert themselves into my life any time they want. So I don't think they need implants in that sense.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, well, I certainly appreciate that in terms of the ETs that you're dealing with. Would you call the ETs that you're dealing with the Anunnaki, or would you call them the Nordics, or how would you refer to them?
Well, you know, you get into that term Anunnaki. I use it how do I use it to try to describe it? It's a term I used generically. And in the ancient Sumerian, it simply means those who came down from above, or those who came from heaven to earth. And generically, that could apply to, any number of them, because a whole bunch of them are involved with us.
Yes.
The ones I've personally been involved with.
Zachariah Sitchin was talking about a certain race of Anunnaki that involved the brothers Enlil and Enki, and that is a certain type of ET.
Well, that's the family that's had the dysfunction here for a long time.
Yeah.
There are apparently two different clans in that original family organization, Gary. There was the clan that supported the one brother, Enlil, and then there was the faction that supported the other brother, the half-brother, Enki. And apparently that clan difference still exists. And apparently there is indeed still going on a little bit of a disruption between the two factions of that family. But there are others that, I have had personal contact, Carrie, with what I would call the Nordics. they're not all blonde and blue-eyed. Many of them have, what is it, I think, with kind of a dark chestnut-colored hair. I've met them with dark chestnut-colored hair. I've met them with green eyes. I've even met those who are so human that they can sit and talk to you in a conference or in a restaurant or aboard an aircraft that look so much like us that you wouldn't know. So now whether those are human hybrids, which is a possibility. But the ones that I have known and been aboard ship with are rather tall, rather thin. They're not skinny, but they're trim. They're very trim, very athletic. And they have long, many of them have fair colored hair and blue eyes. But it's not a pattern that you can follow. As I said, many of the so-called Nordics have darker hair and green eyes and brown eyes.
Okay.
Guess the ones that I have known personally more frequently are what we'd call Nordic.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go to break right now. We'll be right back after the top of the hour. This is Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Leading to remove the old output.
Control is good. 5, roger, copy.
3, 2, 1,
engage.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Bob Dean, Command Sergeant Major Robert O. Dean. Bob, are you with us?
I'm still here, Carrie.
Wonderful. And you know what? I have asked especially just for me for them to keep you on the earth for a good deal longer. I guess you're going to be very mad at me for that.
Listen, honey, when I came in, I'm one of those guys who believes that everything that happens for a reason. I think my arrival on this planet was programmed. I believe that my departure is programmed. And I believe that whatever day that my ticket out, I will leave. And apparently, I'm not about to leave anytime soon.
I know. You're like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep on going.
Well, let me tell you something honestly here. One of the things that keeps me here and one of the things that keeps me alive and vigorous is people like you. Carrie, you're one of the first who really began to show and pay attention to what I had to say and what I've learned and what I've experienced. And every time I get invited to speak at a conference, it's like a shot in the arm. I really do believe that. I was honored, deeply honored, to be invited to Barcelona last year. Then I went off to Madrid, and then I had an invitation to Mexico City last March. And then this last month, in October, I spoke at a conference at the Bay Area Conference in San Jose. And now I've been invited to speak at the 20th anniversary conference of the World UFO Conference that Kendall and I initiated 20 years ago. And I'm going to be speaking at that conference here in Phoenix this coming February.
Oh, fabulous. Well, congratulations. That's lovely. Yes. Maybe I'll see you there then because it's pretty close to California. I might drop in.
Well, you better show up. I'd like to take you out to dinner.
That would be delightful, I have to
Carrie,
say.
I've said this to you before. You're like family to me. As you may know, I think I've shared this with you. I lost a daughter, a precious, beautiful, wonderful person. I lost a daughter to suicide many years ago.
Incredible.
And I kind of look upon you as family, and I was honored when you first invited me for an interview, and I was also quite surprised and very gratified at the response we've gotten. As I jokingly told you, you turned me into a damn celebrity.
That's right.
Those Camelot interviews, I was shocked, Carrie, at the effect and the impact they had all around the world.
Oh yeah, and it's still happening. We get emails all the time. People just really go crazy over the interviews with you. I believe
those interviews, honey, were fun. I enjoyed them, and as I said, you're a very bright young lady, and you have a knack of asking some pretty damn good questions.
Thank you very much. Well, I am going to continue to do that because I know you've got more information and I want to hear it. And I think the world needs to hear it. And so I think you need some coaxing every now and then. We're going to go to a break and we'll be right back. Thank you.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves, while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner. banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. Warning. American Freedom Radio. This habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Okay, this is Jerry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Bob Dean. And we're having a lovely conversation and touching on some very interesting areas. Bob, what I'd like to do at this point is ask you, in terms of the current political situation on the planet, where you think we're at? Do you think that we are close to a war-type situation?
Well, that's a pretty blunt question, young lady. I'll tell you what I've learned firsthand, that there are intelligences out there that are dedicated to preserving life on this planet. They look upon planet Earth as probably the ripest and most richest garden in this sector of the galaxy. This planet Earth is a zoological garden of unprecedented, unbelievable variety. And there are intelligences out there, Gary, that are dedicated to keeping this planet comfort, well, and alive. And they're dedicated to keeping the survival of all the flora and the fauna on this planet. And the human race is part of the fauna. And I told you this before at an interview, I think, is that I do not believe there will be a nuclear war on this planet because the custodians are not about to allow that to happen. This planet is precious to them. And they have a responsibility, a galactic responsibility, to keep this planet alive and well. And I do not believe there's going to be a nuclear war. Now, those of us living in the monkey cage, as I jokingly refer to it, are, you know, we're troublesome. We're the most difficult fauna on the planet.
And we've learned enough, and we've progressed enough that we have become dangerous. The human species itself, Gary, is dangerous. But they're surviving, or they're surveying us, they're monitoring us very closely. And that they, I do not believe that they will allow a nuclear exchange. Now, war is going to continue because it seems to be one of the human beings' most popular pastimes, for God's sake.
I agree with that. Well, I want to know specifically about Korea, because having been over, you were stationed over in Korea for quite some time, so you would have a perspective on what's going on right now, right?
Well, I have a feeling about the Koreans. I got to know many of them fairly well, and I have a tremendous respect for the Korean people. And I'll tell you frankly, they need to be united. And I believe that eventually that the North and the South will eventually be reunited again. But that will happen, and it's going to take some time, and it's not going to happen next week. But I do believe eventually that the Koreans, the North and the South, will be reunited. I also am hopeful about what's going on in that cauldron in the Middle East. I told you last February that cauldron is a control area that those troublesome tribes in the Middle East, and I'm speaking of all of them, the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians, and they're all over the damn place over there. And they have been, how do I just say this? It apparently appears to me that they have been created as a cauldron, as an experiment, to see whether they can learn to live together. And it's been a very long and bloody history. But, Harry, I've been encouraged by my friends from out there that eventually it's going to be resolved. And eventually we're going to come to terms with ourselves, and that reason and common sense will eventually prevail. And I do believe that. I believe that in my heart, because I've been told by good friends out there that this experiment, which we call humanity, is too precious to be allowed to destroy itself.
I understand. What about the notion of the bloodlines? When you're talking about the Middle East and the cauldron that's going on there, wouldn't you say it's all about bloodlines?
Well, that was an initial experiment by at least this one group, the ones you referred to as the Anunnaki. They created that whole mess, the recipe. They created humanity as a slave race. And old Zechariah was right on in his research, and I admired him. I miss him terribly, because he was one of the bright lights of human reason. And we were originally created, apparently, as a genetic experiment, and we were created as a slave race. Well, apparently, somewhere along the way, God knows when, an incredibly advanced intelligence from out there in the galaxy intervened. They intervened in a big way. And apparently they have told the Anunnaki, if you will, to get their act together, and inasmuch as they created us for the wrong damned reason, that they're going to have to, they have a requirement, they have an obligation, and they're being monitored closely by this incredibly advanced spiritual intelligence out there to help us make it through this transition and to help us survive as a species. So I believe that's what happened in 1954 at Borak Air Force Base. The Anunnaki met Ike, and apparently we have been being helped by them over the years in a number of different ways.
Okay, so you don't think it was the Greys that met Ike. You think it was the Anunnaki?
Well, apparently there was a mixed group there involved, Gary.
Oh, really?
The people who were present at the scene when it happened saw different races. There were some Greys involved. and there were some humanoids involved. And apparently there was another contact a year or so later at Holloman Air Force Base, where we had a face-to-face with another group. And apparently that was the Nordics.
Okay. One of these, my understanding is that one of these races, at least, offered us technology that we took that deal. The other deal that we were offered was to be shepherded through this time, but they weren't going to give us the technology, and we turned them down. Isn't that right?
Well, that's the story I heard, honey. I don't know if that's too accurate, but it may have been that very story. Yes.
I see. Okay, you know, Bob, we're getting a lot of people are emailing me questions, so they will not quit. You've got lots of listeners out there right now, and I have to be fair and ask you the questions they want to ask you.
Well, I'm ready.
Okay. One person is asking you, we've already answered one of their questions, which is what specific alien group you feel you've been in contact with through your lifetime, and then they want to know what kind of interactions are happening recently.
Interactions with me?
Yeah, with the ETs, between you and the ETs lately.
Well, Perry, it's almost continuous. I spend most of my time, and I think I've shared this with you, I spend most of my time sleeping during the day, and I'm up most of the night. And most of my contacts, Carrie, take place between 3 and 4 in the morning.
Okay.
Are you there?
I certainly am. Okay, they take place between 3 and 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, it's the time when everybody else in this area is sound asleep, or they ought to be. And I'm up wide awake. I'm up most of the night now, and most of the contacts I've had usually take place, after 3, between 3 and 5.
And is it the Nordics that you described, they're the ones that you're usually interacting with, or is it a mixture?
Well, the ones that I generally meet with, honey, are very tall, very trim. Most of them are over 6 feet tall. And they vary in description. Some of them are fair, and some of them are just as human as we are. You know, we've got a lot of hybrids in our midst, Gary. I've often wondered, you know, people like Neil and people like myself, and there are hundreds of us, there may be thousands of us, for God's sake, that are genetically connected with them. And as I said, why did they select me when I was 2.5 years old to have an ongoing lifetime relationship with them? I've always felt I had extraterrestrial genes in my body. Gary, I've often felt like I was a stranger here in a strange place on the planet. I've never really felt at home here.
Yes, and I have to agree with you on that. I certainly feel that way about myself. There's another question here that says, would people currently have what is called the top secret / sensitive compartmented information clearance level have knowledge of the ETs?
Oh, Carrie, getting into the people who are classified and have high security clearances, it's become a damn nightmare. You know, there are 300,000 people, for God's sake, in this country who have top-secret clearance. That's the kind of nightmare we've created here in this national security state.
But
as Wilson said...
Bob, isn't it necessary to go above top-secret to get access to the ET question?
Oh, the last I heard, Carrie, you have to have 30 levels above top-secret to be involved in the ET matter.
Okay. All right. There's a person here who wants to know, how do you join the secret space program?
How do you what?
Join the secret space program.
Oh, my. How do you get access to the space program?
Well, he wants to know how he joins. I guess he wants to work for the Black Project.
Well, honey, I don't know how to answer that question. The intelligence agencies in this country have become a power unto themselves. That's why I'm so troubled by what's been going on. We have what we call a shadow government. We have what we call a black government. And our space program is so highly classified that at the moment, I've been out of government work now. Well, I retired in 76 from the Army. I retired in 1993 from FEMA. And so I've lost a few connections over the years. So I really don't know, Carrie, what kind of advice to give anyone how to get involved.
Okay. That's fair enough. I've got another question here that's asking about the horrible experimentation going on in underground bases. And whether you feel that's hurting our future contact as a whole.
Well, the underground bases are a reality, Carrie. Good Lord, they're still going on. Underground development, underground construction, still going on. It's been going on now for over 60 years. When I was working with FEMA, I was a part of what they called the COG program, Continuity of Government. And I've been in a number of our underground facilities, and some of them are absolutely shocking. They're unbelievable in their extent. They're more vast and more sophisticated and technologically developed than most people would realize. But as I said, I have been out of the COG program for a time. I know that the underground construction is still going on. They find it very simple and very easy to, you know, they've got these enormous underground boring machines that bore tunnels all over the damn country. We've got facilities underground, Carrie, that most people wouldn't even believe.
I understand. You know about Dulce, though, and the experimentation, the very sort of diabolical experimentation. In fact, I think chupacabras are actually an escaped experiment from one of those underground bases.
Carrie, we've got some advanced technology. We have human nitwits out there that have taken some of these experiments, and they got out of hand. They literally got away from them. I mean, they tried a few things, and they experimented on a few things, and some of the experiments literally got away from them. This MK Ultra thing was one of the classic examples of an experiment that initially was devised for the proper reason, but because of human nitwits, it got away from them, and they ended up with some products from their experiments that they didn't expect. And I suspect that some of the creatures that have been spotted here and there from time to time, perhaps chupacabras are one of them, is a result of an experiment that they really didn't plan on having developed that way.
Okay. I've got somebody asking here that if you worked for FEMA, you have knowledge of concentration camps that Bill Cooper talked about.
Carrie, I knew Bill before he died. I liked the guy. I found him, you know, you hoist a couple of beers with a guy, you get to know him a little bit. I liked Bill Cooper. Bill had a problem. He had an emotional problem. He had a temper that he could not control. And Bill's temper got away from him from time to time. And some of the things Bill said, I do not verify as truthful. But again, I miss the guy. He's been gone now for a few years. And I was saddened by the way he died, because that was totally uncalled for. But some of the things he had to say were right on.
Okay, so there are, I mean, Jesse Ventura, I don't know if you're watching Conspiracy Theory, but he just did a show on the FEMA, you know, the concentration camps that are around.
Carrie, let me tell you, those camps were not designed to be concentration camps. They were originally designed under the continuity of government to be displaced persons camps, to handle masses of people from American cities in the event of a thermonuclear war. And we needed the place to put the overflow from the Los Angeles and Phoenix and all of the major American cities. And many of those FEMA camps were originally designed as facilities to accommodate and look after and take care of Americans from some of the larger cities.
Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you own a jet ski and are tired of paying $40 to $50 for a gallon for two-cycle injector oil, it's time to switch to AMSOIL Interceptor. AMSOIL's Interceptor injector oil not only will save you money, the engine will run cleaner and cooler. The OEM oils lack in quality. Choose AMSOIL for all your applications, and you will feel the difference. Here's how to save money on your power sports products. Go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. Once you're at the site, choose the preferred customer option and see the direct wholesaler price. AMSOIL will send American Freedom Radio a commission based on your order, and you beat the OEM's price. You deserve to have some fun this summer. Choose AMSOIL for all your equipment and enjoy more trouble-free service. AMSOIL is the leader in synthetic oil and filtration. Tell your friends about AMSOIL and AmericanFreedomRadio.com today.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Weekday. Files. Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
I don't need to see anymore to know.
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Bob Dean. And we are answering questions from the listeners. At this point, we've got a half hour to go, Bob, and if you don't mind, I'm going to keep going through these questions because there are a lot of people that would like to ask you questions.
I'm honored.
Absolutely. Okay, so in essence, you do acknowledge the secret FEMA camps exist, but you say that you didn't think that was their first intention. You think that that's the intention now?
Well, I don't know that it's the intention now, but I know that the camps exist. I've actually seen a couple of them. They were designed, many of them were placed in old retired military facilities, and they were originally designed to handle the overflow from American cities in the event of a nuclear war. But now, Carrie, there are people in government that there are people that I would not trust. I wouldn't turn my back on some of them.
Yeah.
There are people in our government that the American people have no one to blame but themselves, Carrie. We've got nitwits working in government that are not that swift. They're not that smart. And they're devious, and many of them are selfish. And many of them have no principle. They have no conscience. So there are people out there in government that are capable of doing all kinds of things. Look what happened to MK Ultra. It was originally designed with a proper intent, and it got away from them, and they abused the system. And then you ended up with, an expose of scandalous material. And that should never have happened. It should never have happened.
Well, and MK Ultra is going on today. It's still a person, as you know.
Carrie, we've got people in government today that are conducting experiments that they're trying to genetically manipulate the human genome. They're trying to do what Anunnaki did 100,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And if I don't know what their intent is, other than the purpose initially, I believe, was to improve the human genome. You know, to eliminate disease, to upgrade the genetic profile of the average human being, to raise their intelligence, to make them more healthy. And I support that kind of research. But then you've got these nitwits in these laboratories that are going off half-cocked in their own agendas, and those are the people we've got to look after and monitor, for God's sake.
Right. Well, I don't know whether you acknowledge this, Bob, but in our view, there's a diabolical agenda in operation, and it has to do with, super soldiers for one thing. Creating a superman is another, and also population elimination.
Well, Carrie, I have no inside information on that. And as I've learned over the years, I take a lot of the information, 2 cents worth, I'm not sure I agree with everything I hear. There are things I hear that I simply cannot accept.
Okay. All right, well, we'll leave it there. We have another question here. The ETs that you're dealing with, have they taken you to their planet, and if so, what did it look like?
Oh, my God. Oh, I was afraid you would ask that question. Carrie, I've been aboard their ships, and a number of years ago, they took me to what I appeared to think of was their, at least one of their home planets. And it was a shock to me. It made an imprint on me that I have never been able to actually recover from. I have seen what this world could become if we get our act together and start working together and start trying to do what we should be doing intellectually, spiritually, for the benefit of the entire human race. They have shown me what the future can be, Carrie, and it was so overwhelming. It was so shocking to me to see what an advanced civilization, what an advanced mentality and intellect is capable of doing. And it gave me hope. It gave me hope that eventually that is the route and the road that we will take here on planet Earth. It's the idea that perfection, or almost perfection, is possible if we can simply avoid trying to destroy ourselves. If we could only develop an awareness that we are one people, one species, one race. And good God, we're all the same, Carrie. Human beings are a rare and very special genome. One of the reasons our friends from out there are so interested in preserving us is that we are unique as a genome. We are a pattern that's filled with imprints from at least a dozen extraterrestrial species. And there is no other genome, apparently, in the galaxy quite like the human species. And that's why we're precious. And they've shown me what is possible. They've shown me what their world can be, or what their world is.
Okay, but can you give a description of what the planet looked like in, you know, the more material way?
Well, from what I was seeing and what I was shown, gardens everywhere, schools and libraries everywhere, and a very limited and very, apparently they have developed a system of limiting the growth of their species biologically. And they don't bring babies into their world unless there is a warm, loving place for them. And they don't bring babies into their world unless there is a beautiful life that's planned, laid out for them. And that showed me that it's possible. It showed me that that possibility exists for the human species. If we can evolve and grow and realize that we're all one people and that we are all related, for God's sake, that cauldron in the Middle East, Terry, all of those people over there are related with each other. They're all from the same damn family, for God's sake. And the idea that they're butchering each other and blowing each other up just breaks my heart.
Yes, I'm with you on that. I have a follow-up question from someone here that's asking if the human concept of angels could be the same as ETs, and do you think that angels could possibly be what humans are actually interacting with? Some people that call them angels might be ETs.
Well, it's a hard line to divide here. Our ancestors, as you know, looked upon a lot of the extraterrestrials as gods. When we first encountered them in a major way, we deified them. And many of the so-called angels were not angels at all, but were advanced extraterrestrials. Now, I will tell you that I have encountered what I would call angelic beings. There are species out there, Carrie, that are so evolved, so advanced, that they literally are angelic. They're 99% spiritual in nature, and only 1% biological. And yes, we would look upon those creatures as angels. But look what the word means in the first place. The original meaning of the word angel was emissary, messenger. And our religions have screwed things up so badly over the centuries that half the ETs we ran into we considered to be angels, but there are indeed angelic beings out there, Carrie.
Yes, and I agree with you on that, and I've seen a few myself. Okay, I've got some more questions here. A person asking from Mexico about that there's a lot of alien things happening in the territory of Mexico that involve ET bases, secret U.S. bases, portals, etc., and an unknown pyramid, they're saying. Can you comment on that?
Oh, my God, that question. That question would take an hour. There are extraterrestrial bases, Carrie, all over the planet. And I'm sure there are bases in Mexico. There are bases in the United States. We have a major extraterrestrial base underneath Mount Hayes in Alaska. And we have a major extraterrestrial base in Puerto Rico. And we have a major extraterrestrial facility on the Kwajalein Atoll in the Pacific. So there are ET bases everywhere on the planet. There's one underneath the middle of Australia. There's one underneath a mountain in the Pyrenees between France and Spain. Good Lord, there's even a major ET facility underground in Zimbabwe. But they're all over the place.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. Okay. But as far as Mexico and actually South America, there's a tremendous amount of activity down there. Do you have any insight as to why that is?
Well, Mexico, Carrie, is another cauldron. I was in Mexico City just last March, and I had a chance to talk to some of the more high-ranking Mexican federal police. And they've got themselves a problem in Mexico City, and they're not quite sure what to do with it. That city has grown so large that it's almost beyond control. This member of the Federales told me, he said, Dean, he said, we've got a city here that, when you look at the entire area all around, that is considered to be part of Mexico City. He said, my God, we've got 29 million people here. The sewage problem, Eric, is getting out of control. The ability to provide fresh water for the people in Mexico City is almost beyond their control. And that is an example of a problem we're going to have to deal with all over the planet. When cities get so large that they are literally unable to be provided for and controlled, that I'm fearful about what may happen in Mexico. It may become a failed state, and that breaks my heart. Mexico itself may become a failed state, and
okay,
I don't know what we would do about that.
I hear you. Can you talk about the ET presence down there? Because it's really very, very strong. And I'm going to throw something in here from Camelot just to get you going here. Our concept of what's going down there is that there's actually more abduction and more genetic manipulation happening to the genome, if you will, down there than practically anywhere as far as I can tell. And I'm just wondering if you're aware of that and whether you've gotten any information about that.
Well, I know that that's a problem. It's a major problem. But that kind of experimentation, that kind of genome manipulation,
okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
If you want the best in engine protection and need to go the extra miles between oil changes or worry about your car in the heat, you need AMSOIL, the original synthetic motor oil guaranteed for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. If you're looking for a twice-a-year oil change, try our lower-cost XL Series 7,500-mile oil. See the whole line of automotive products and support American Freedom Radio at the same time. Just go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. You'll be directed to the store. So for the best in fuel additives, gear oils, innovative greases, just about everything for the fleet, use only AMSOIL. And get there by visiting AmericanFreedomRadio.com and clicking on the link. It's made in America on the shores of Lake Superior in Superior, Wisconsin. Preserve your cars, save fuel, and help American Freedom Radio grow. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Okay, Jerry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Bob Dean, and we've got about 10 minutes left, Bob, on the show tonight, and it's been a joy to have you on here, and I know that people are very excited to be able to ask you questions, and so I'm going to take these next 10 minutes to still go down this list of questions we got here. I've got somebody who talks, who's saying that his grandkids talk about aliens in a casual way because of cartoons and movies, he says. But he wants to know if ETs have any plans of their own for the Earth. Are they beholden to our governments? And if they are, why?
What was that again? Are they beholden to our government?
Yeah, that's what they're saying here. I guess,
no, they're not beholden to our government, Carrie. Let me say this about that. Sounding like Richard Nixon here. No, we are dealing
from the information I've received, we are dealing with four major groups. And each one has its own agenda. Now, I'll be frank and tell you that some of the extraterrestrials out there don't like us very much. An American scientist who worked alongside of one of them for some years said that before he retired, he asked this one extraterrestrial that he had been working with for several years, what do they really think of us, the human being? And he said, well, since you've asked, he says, we generally look upon you as primitive, savage, and dangerous. But he says, we also look upon you as a species that deserves to survive. And apparently that is their overall agenda, to help the American, or not the American, but the human being, the human species, the human race. They want to assist us in making this transition we're going through, what I call a transcendent transformation, into a new race. And that apparently is what is possible, and is it apparently is what our future holds for us. We are going to turn into a new species, and we are going to make we are going to survive, Terry. They have encouraged us to believe that we're going to make it, but they are not beholden to our government. In a sense, our government is beholden to them. We're working closely with at least two of them, and have been since 54. And we're going to make it, Carrie. And that's the one thing I want to leave with your listeners, is that I'm very positive and very hopeful about the future of the human race.
That's absolutely lovely. Are you familiar with the TV show The Event?
Well, I saw a couple of the episodes. I wasn't terribly impressed. I think it has it been pulled, or is it still on?
No, it's on vacation right now. But yes, it's still going on. In fact, you know, one of the earmarks of that particular TV show is that the ETs look human, and so they walk among us, as you have said, that there are they're ETs walking the halls of the Pentagon, to quote you. And the person here is asking, are they millionaires? Are they in high positions like the series The Event talks about?
Well, I can tell you flatly that I don't believe they're millionaires. Terry, they're not interested in money. They have power. And they have no interest in money, as many of our human beings do. You look at poor old Bernie Madoff. Bless his heart. Here he is, and he's going to be locked up for the rest of his life. And here is a human being. And Bernie was not an ET, by the way. Bernie had over $1 billion, and he wanted more. Now, that kind of thinking, Kerry, is, that is totally... Yeah, no pun intended, but that kind of thing with Madoff was alien to me. When you've got $1 billion and you want another billion, that's a human weakness. The ETs, Kerry, have no need for money. They have power, so they don't need money. And yes, there are many of them in rather sensitive positions of our government, but they're not the ones we see on TV.
Okay, and we're going to go really quickly here. I've got somebody asking, how much longer before the euro and the dollar collapse and hyperinflation takes place? Would the ETs intervene in economic matters?
Oh, boy. Well, let me tell you this. Eventually, and it'll be after I'm gone, there will be a world currency, Harry. Eventually, there will be a one-world government, and eventually there will be a one-world dollar, if you will. but it, I won't live to see it. It'll happen after I'm gone. One of the things they've said over the years is, who do we talk to here on planet Earth? Who can we speak to that represents the people of planet Earth? And at the moment, there is no one that they can speak to. So what they try to do is they try to speak to people in positions of power all over the planet that they can speak to and work with and subtly assist in helping us make this transition.
Okay, Bob. We only have a minute or two left here. One person is asking, how can they meet ETs?
Well, that's a good question.
Actually, the music is starting up here. We really don't have time for you to answer that question. Parting words.
They probably already have met ETs, Gary, and not known it.
That's absolutely true. Thank you so much, Bob Dean. It is such a pleasure to talk to you. Have a wonderful Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if I don't see you sooner than that. And bless you, okay? And Marcia as well.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Ready to remove the old out.
Ready to go with good fire.
Roger, copy.
3, 2, 1.
Engage.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.